From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry. Thousands of Alaskans are at risk of losing their Medicaid benefits this year, many because of paperwork issues. Medicaid is health insurance for low-income Americans and serves about a third of people in the state. 260,000 Alaskans must re-enroll in this program this year or risk losing their benefits. This is after a freeze in enrollment because of the COVID pandemic. Alaska Public Media's Rachel Cassandra has more.
The three-year re-enrollment pause meant recipients didn't lose Medicaid coverage even if their income went above the cutoff for the program. But this year, starting in May, Alaska, along with the rest of the country, started requiring yearly renewals again. Deb Etheridge is the director with the Division of Public Assistance.
And now, as the federal government is having the states unwind from that public health emergency, we're having to do renewals on just around 264,000 enrollees in the Medicaid program.
CMS, which oversees the program, flagged Alaska, along with 15 other states, for its long wait times and frequent hangups on phone helplines. The agency fears those problems will interfere with equitable access to the program, and CMS says that could put the state out of compliance with federal requirements. Etheridge says the biggest issue they're running into is people with old addresses on file. She says some people may not be up for renewal yet, so they may not have gotten renewal paperwork in the mail. But everyone enrolled in Medicaid should have received a postcard. Those were sent out in April.
We did send a postcard out to every Medicaid household. And so a person who never saw a postcard come from the Division of Public Assistance, that might be a good hint that perhaps we don't have your correct address.
Because the renewals have been paused for so long, more people have experienced life changes that may affect coverage, and more people have moved to new addresses than usual. So the Department of Public Assistance is processing extra paperwork. Anyone whose address isn't updated in the system may lose coverage even if they are still eligible. In July, the percentage of people who lost enrollment for procedural reasons in Alaska jumped by a third compared to May and June. So Etheridge says her department is doing a deep dive to try to figure out what's going wrong.
Anecdotally, with my staff, I've heard that people didn't realize they were still on Medicaid, and so that may be why they're not returning the information.
Etheridge says the department is hiring more people to help with re-enrollment. About a third of people up for renewal over the past 3 months have been automatically renewed, but about another third were procedurally disenrolled. Those people may still be eligible for coverage, but Medicaid couldn't automatically enroll them. This means about 10,000 Alaskans who may still be eligible for the program have lost coverage since June. Lisa Aquino is the CEO of Anchorage Neighborhood Health Center. She says about half the center's patients are on Medicaid. She has seen the confusion of the renewal process play out at her clinic.
There are people that are finding out at really terrible times that they no longer have Medicaid, and it's a surprise to them. And everyone's trying their best to make sure that doesn't happen, but the reality is that for some people, it is happening.
Aquino says they're helping walk patients through this renewal process. She says she wants people to know that there are options for healthcare, no matter their situation or income. But she's concerned about the people who will fall through the cracks in this process.
The people who I'm maybe most worried about are the people that are not connected with a regular healthcare provider, people that are experiencing homelessness or houselessness, people that don't have an address. I'm worried about them.
So far, the state has processed about 12% of renewals. About 225,000 more people will need to renew through the spring of next year. In Anchorage, I'm Rachel Cassandra.
LGBTQ plus youth face high rates of suicide, self-harm, and housing instability. But an organization in Alaska called Choosing Our Roots is helping them find safe homes. One of their directors, Taylor Feitner, has found the work allows them to heal some of their own wounds from growing up in a family that didn't accept them. This one's also from Rachel Cassandra at Alaska Public Media.
Taylor Feitner grew up in Oklahoma in a fundamentalist Christian church. Neither their family or community accepted queer or gender nonconforming people. They were outed by a childhood friend as a teen, and their parents sent them to conversion therapy with their preacher.
It was hard because it's someone who is a position of authority, who your whole family respects, who you have respected your whole life, saying really dark, frightening, upsetting things about you, and then telling you things like, you know better than this. You're better than this. You've been taught to be right, and now you are wrong.
For years after conversion therapy, Feitner again hid who they were from their family. But at 17, their parents found out and kicked them out of the house. They found a home with the family of a close friend. But they say their behavior was spiraling because they were struggling so deeply with self-acceptance and self-love.
Lots of self-harm, suicidal ideation, drug use, addiction problems, like just desperately clinging, like anything that could hurt me.
Feitner says their grandmother is strictly religious, but eventually she looked past those beliefs and gave Feitner a place to stay.
She said, it's not right how all of these adults have been treating you. And there were no expectations. There were no questions. She said, I love you and I want to take care of you. I probably wouldn't be here if that had not been the safe place for me to return to.
That safe place helped Feitner survive and heal. In 2021, they moved to Alaska, and a year and a half ago, they started working at Choosing Our Roots. It's an organization that helps young LGBTQ+ people with housing and resources in Anchorage, Bethel, on the Kenai Peninsula, and in the Matsu Borough. Feitner says sometimes that means placing them with families who have a spare room or helping them find housing grants. That can keep kids out of foster care and closer to home. Feitner, who prefers the term queer, says they've found deep meaning as a queer person working with young queer people.
I all the time think, what would my life have been like if I had someone like me in it? And it feels like such an enormous blessing and privilege to be able to show up in that way for young people, because there's so many times, there's so many reasons that I shouldn't be here, that my decisions, my situation were so dangerous.
Feitner didn't get unconditional love and acceptance from their parents growing up. But they say their struggles help them understand the people they work with now. Feitner says the work they do is a way to rewrite their own story. It's what life could have been like if they'd had support. Feitner helps youth stay out of the dangerous situations they faced as a teen, and they help with things a parent or caretaker might. On a recent Wednesday, they took a few teens grocery shopping in Bethel.
Can I have the deli in a different
bag? Boxes would be awesome if you don't mind.
They also work with youth one-on-one, helping them create budgets or apply for jobs.
Is your phone bill due, or do you just need more data? Okay.
Amelia Hanrahan is a therapist who works with trans, gender diverse, and queer people in Juneau. She says these supportive relationships are deeply healing in both directions. It's just as important for young people to see queer adults in their community.
And if they never see somebody in their life who's like them, like, that absence is deafening. But if they do have somebody and they're like, oh, there's a path forward for me, I do exist in this world, in my community, I don't think it's exaggerating to say it can save lives.
And she says it's common for queer people to have to find ways to reparent themselves. She says doing identity-affirming work with young people can be one way to heal. Hanrahan says she came out as transgender partly because of her work with young queer people.
Seeing kids who can be authentically themselves can sometimes help us unlearn the messages that there was something wrong with us, or that we were unlovable or abnormal.
That's a lesson Feitner is helping others unlearn through their work. Recently, a young person opened up to them. She also grew up in a strictly religious family that didn't accept her. And like Feitner, she struggled with substance use. Feitner laughs when they call themselves a queer elder at age 30, but they know it shows in their work.
There's so much tragedy and there's so much death and violence within the queer community. Having someone older with a story that is similar say that it gets better, like, it sounds so cheesy, but it does generate hope. It generates peace and belonging that most people I work with have never had before.
In a few years, the young people Feitner works with will be adults. Feitner hopes they'll have practical skills and the confidence that comes from being loved for who you really are. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Rachel Cassandra with help from Sunny Bean in Bethel.
And as for the weather here in Juneau, it's currently 58 degrees and raining here. This weekend, it's looking like there'll be rain on the way with highs around the mid-50s and lows in the high 40s. You're listening to KTOO.